I'm Jae Yong Jung from Seoul National University in Korea. I'm going to present our new system of approach for improving the endurance of NAND flash memory by using dynamic programming array scaling technique. This study was done in collaboration with my colleague Sang Shin Han, Sung Jin Lee, and my advisor, Professor Jiyoung Kim. Let me start my presentation with introduction of this study. Recently, NAND devices are increasingly popular from cars and smartphones to enterprise servers. To enable a wide adoption of NAND-based storage, the NAND capacity doubles every 2 years. By semiconductor scaling and multi-leveling techniques such as MLC and TLC. As a result, the cost per bit of NAND device has been continuously improving. However, the NAND endurance was drastically decreased by 70% last 4 years as a side effect of recent advanced technologies. Then, what is the negative effect of decreasing endurance on a storage system? The total amount of write of storage means how much write the storage can handle throughout its lifespan. For a NAND-based storage, it is proportional to the NAND capacity and endurance. Even though the NAND capacity doubled every 2 years, the total amount of write did not increase as much as we expected because the NAND endurance was decreased. As a result, we could not fully enjoy the benefit of these advanced technologies as much as we expected. The lifetime of storage system is defined as the total amount of writes divided by the daily amount of data. Since the total amount of write decreased because of the deteriorating NAND endurance, the lifetime of NAND-based storage also did not increase as much as expected. Moreover, if daily amount of data is increased in enterprise storage system, the lifetime of storage system will be reduced further. Until now, many lifetime enhanced techniques have been proposed for reducing daily amount of data. However, these techniques have some limitations to be widely adopted. So, improving NAND endurance is still regarded as a main barrier for sustainable growth in the NAND flash-based storage system. Our goal is to increase the lifetime by improving the NAND endurance. The rest of my presentation consists of motivation, key component of our approach, implementation, and experimental result. Let me start with the motivation of our study. This is a cross-section view of NAND flash memory cell. NAND flash memory cell consists of a control gate, floating gate, tunnel oxide, and a substrate. In a program operation, a program voltage is applied to the control gate, then electrons are injected into the floating gate through the tunnel oxide. In an erase operation, an erase voltage is applied to the substrate, then electrons in the floating gate was evicted. If the tunnel oxide is stressed by high voltages during P cycles, stress-induced damages may occur in the tunnel oxide. Some unlucky electrons can be trapped in the damaged side. These prisoners eventually cause bit errors. The NAND endurance is represented by the maximum number of P cycles that a flash memory cell can tolerate. Since the probability of damage is exponentially proportional to the stress voltage, if we can reduce the program and erase voltage, we can improve the NAND endurance. Among two high voltages, the erase voltage is more significant than the program voltage because the stress time interval of an erase operation is about 100 times longer than that of a program operation. Therefore, we can conclude that lowering the erase voltage can be an effective way of improving NAND endurance. Our approach is motivated by a NAND device physics model on the endurance degradation. Erase voltage scaling exploits the trade-off relationship between the NAND endurance and the erase voltage. Program time scaling exploits the trade-off relationship between the erase voltage and the program time. By combining erase voltage scaling, and frame time scaling, we propose a new system level approach called Dynamic Programming Erase Scaling, or DPES, for improving the endurance of NAND flash memory by exploiting trade-off relationship between the NAND endurance and the frame time. The DPS approach dynamically changes frame time and erase voltage depending on the frame time requirements. For improving the NAND endurance without degradation in the overall write throughput, the DPS approach is based on our key finding that the NAND endurance is dependent on the erase voltage as well as the number of P cycles. I'm going to explain the effect of erase voltage scaling on the NAND endurance and frame time scaling method for lowering the erase voltage. Finally, I present the dynamic program erase scaling approach. To verify our observation that the NAND endurance is closely dependent on the erase voltage, we perform NAND cycling test by changing the erase voltage. This figure shows average retention VR variation over different P cycles under varying the erase voltage. As shown in this figure, when the erase voltage is more reduced, the retention VRs become lower. Since different erase voltages degrade the NAND endurance by different amount, we introduce a new endurance metric called effective wearing, which represents the effective degree of NAND wearing after one P cycle instead of the number of P cycles. Effective wearing decreased near linearly as the erase voltage ratio is reduced. Based on a linear regression model, we can estimate effective wearing for a different erase voltage ratio. Since different erase voltage can affect effective wearing differently, if we can use a reduced erase voltage when a block NAND block is erased, the NAND endurance can be increased. For example, if we use the default erase voltage, the effective wearing per one P cycle is 1. While if we reduce the erase voltage by 70%, the effective wearing is 0.51. After 3,000 P cycles, the total sum of effective wearing with the default erase voltage is 3,000, while that with the reduced erase voltage is only 1530 because effective wearing is only 0.51. If P cycles are repeated with reduced erase voltage until the total sum of effective wearing reached 3,000, endurance can be increased almost twice over that default case. Then, how to reduce the erase voltage when a block is erased? The erase voltage is proportional to the width of threshold voltage distribution and the maximum frame voltage. If we can adjust frame settings so that narrow threshold voltage distributions can be formed after frame operation, we can gain extra threshold voltage margins. Then we can reduce the erase voltage in proportion to extra voltage margins. As a result, To lower the erase voltage, it is necessary to form narrow threshold voltage distributions. To shorten the width of threshold voltage distribution, the frame time is increased. Frame time scaling method exploits the trade-off relationship between the frame time and the width of threshold voltage distribution. NAND flash memory is programmed using the incremental step-first program, so-called ISPP scheme, where the frame voltage is increased step by step. For example, the 1, 2, and 3. In this example, the total number of frame loop is 3. The width of threshold voltage distribution is proportional to the step voltage, and the frame time depends on the number of loop. To shorten the width of threshold voltage distributions, we should reduce the step voltage. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. As a result, we can reduce the width of switch voltage distribution, but the frame time is increased. In this study, we proposed the DPS approach, which dynamically changes frame time and the erase voltage for improving the NAND endurance. The key intuition of our approach is that different P settings can affect the NAND endurance differently. So, we modify a NAND device to support multiple write mode, which have different effect on the NAND endurance. For example, there are fast write mode and slow write mode. In a fast write mode, the frame time is short and the erase voltage is high. As a result, a P cycle causes high damage to memory cell. On the other hand, in a slow write mode, the frame time is long and the erase voltage can be lowered by narrow switch voltage distribution so that damage is minimized. DPS enables a software module to exploit the trade-off relationship between the NAND endurance and the frame time, so that NAND endurance is improved with a minimal degradation in the overall write throughput. Based on the DPS approach, we have implemented a DPS-aware FTL called AutoFTL. I'm going to explain the implementation concept of DPS-aware FTL. AutoFTL automatically changes frame times depending on write throughput requirements, while the overall throughput should not be affected. AutoFTL has two additional modules for DPS support. The DPS manager is responsible for choosing the most appropriate write mode for each write operation. The block mode table keeps track of the current write mode for each block. This is an organization of AutoFTL. Unlike conventional FTL, AutoFTL maintains per-block mode information as well as address mapping information in the extended mapping table. When the DPS manager decides the write mode for a request, the per-block mode table is consulted to locate a destination block. Also, the DPS manager informs a NAND chip how to configure appropriate device settings for the current request using the per-block mode table. Next, I'm going to explain the write mode controlled in the DPS manager, which is based on erase voltage scaling and frame time scaling. By combining erase voltage scaling and frame time scaling, we define four write modes for exploiting the trade-off relationship between the NAND endurance and the frame time. Erase voltage scaling exploits the trade-off relationship between the erase voltage and effective wearing. Frame time scaling exploits the trade-off relationship between the frame time and the erase voltage. By combining both scaling methods, we can model the trade-off relationship between the frame time and the NAND endurance. As shown in this figure, our proposed NAND endurance model consists of four different write modes. Mode 0 is the fastest write mode with no slowdown in the frame time, while mode 3 represents the slowest write mode with the largest wearing gain. The DPS manager chooses the most appropriate write mode depending on the buffer utilization ratio, which reflects the write throughput requirements. In AutoFTL, the DPS manager used the simple circular buffer for estimating the available frame time for a given workload. The circular buffer queues incoming write requests before they are written, and the mode selector adaptively changes the write mode. This table shows how the DPS manager decides the write mode using a circular buffer. The mode selector chooses the write mode depending on the buffer utilization ratio. For example, when a write request are so intensive that idle times are shorter than the current frame time, the buffer utilization ratio will be increased. Then, the DPS manager tries to use the fast write mode as long as possible so that the utilization ratio can be decreased. On the other hand, when idle times are so long that the buffer utilization ratio is low enough, the NAND endurance can be improved by using the slow write mode as long as possible. I'm going to explain the sequence of DPS aware NAND operations. When a write request is incoming, the DPS manager decides the write mode and informs the PubRank mode table about the write mode. Since the PubRank mode table maintains four linked list of blocks using the same write mode, it informs the address transition table about the block address. Then the PubRank mode table informs the NAND chip how to configure appropriate device settings such as read paper reference and the step voltage. Once NAND chips are set to a certain mode, additional settings is not necessary as long as the write mode is maintained. For a read request, the PubRank mode table is consulted to determine the write mode of the target block. Since different write mode require different reference voltages for read operations, the PubRank mode table keep track of the current write mode for each block, so that NAND chip changes each read reference before serving a read request. Let's discuss experimental result. To evaluate the effectiveness of our proposed OroFTL, we modified a NAND fresh model in a unified development environment called FreshBench to support DPS-enabled and enabled NAND chips with poor write mode. Since the organizations of mobile and enterprise storage systems are quite different, we used two FreshBench configurations. The number of channels was set to 1 for configuration 1, while 4 for configuration 2. The size of the circuit buffer was set to 32 kilobyte and 32 megabyte for each configurations. We used five different I/O trays to estimate the effect of our DPS approach. We analyzed the distributions of normalized interlock times for five trays. Mobile was collected from a P2P application on an Android smartphone, where most of requests have long interlock times. PC was extracted from a PC user. And the others, user, project, and source are chosen from the MS Cambridge benchmarks, which represent the enterprise storage workload. In the source trace, most of requests have short interlock times. Since the effect of DPS are proportional to idle times between requests, we can expect that endurance gain for the mobile trace will be larger than that for source trace. We have evaluated endurance gain and the overall write throughput for two different techniques, baseline and OroFTL. Baseline is an existing DPS unaware FTL that always uses the fastest mode for writing data. OroFTL is the proposed DPS aware FTL that selects the write mode based on the utilization of a circuit buffer. To measure the endurance gain, each trace was repeated until the total sum of effect wearing reached 3,000. Endurance gain refers to normalized measured endurance values over that of baseline. The black ones are with baseline, and the blue ones are with OroFTL. As shown in this graph, OroFTL improves endurance by 45% on average over baseline. Overall, the improvement on endurance is proportional to interlock times as we expected. This is because the longer interlock times are, the more likely slow write mode are selected. For example, endurance gain for mobile is larger than that for source. This is because for mobile trace, more than 95% of requests were programmed with the slowest mode, while for source trace, only about 20% of requests were programmed with the slowest mode. As shown in this figure, even though OroFTL uses slow write mode frequently, the decrease in the overall write throughput over baseline is less than 0 to 0.2% as we expected. This is because OroFTL accurately changes the write mode by exploiting idle times. We presented the DPS approach, which actively exploits the device physics on the NAND endurance and automatically changes frame time and the erase voltage, and can improve the NAND endurance by 45% on average with a minimal decrease in the write throughput. We plan to improve the efficiency of AutoFTL and to revisit existing solutions for improving NAND endurance. Since the DPS approach adds a new dimension on the NAND reliability problems, we expect that there are ample opportunities for future research issues. Thank you.
So we have time for a few questions. If you can come up and use the mic and give your name and your affiliation.
My name is Myungsoo Jung, and coming from UT Dallas. And it was very nice talk, and I love your idea behind the programming scaling. So if I correctly understand, in your schemes, you increase the number of programming steps than what the currently ISPP exploit, am I correct, to exploit a lower voltages? So in this case, you have a three step for the writing something on some target. And in your schemes, you need more step to writing the data, right? Sure. So my question is, what if the power failure or the breakout occur during your programming time, programming scaling method?
Power failure method problem is, I think, it's also a problem of this scheme.
What?
Power failure problem is something orthogonal problem of this scheme.
I mean, the reason why I asked you is that if a file failure occurred at the third step, then you cannot find out the distribution is, where is the distribution is.
Yes.
So how could you figure out this cell was performing something about the programming scale or not?
I think the power failure problem is not included in our scheme.
Okay, thank you.
I just a clarification question. And then Nitin Agarwal, NEC Labs. Yeah. So for the mobile, I see that in the paper you mentioned that the buffer size difference between mobile and enterprise is a factor of 1,000, right? 32 KB versus 32 MB.
Wait a minute.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That and other changes in the configuration, how did you decide on those values? Did you actually look at
them? Based on by assumption that because in a mobile system there are so little few of channels, and for generally there are many channels in the enterprise system, as you know, but in our evaluation, we cannot know just the exact configuration for practical system. So we just assume that we should.
I just was curious to know if the factor of 1,000, did it had some empirical basis or not?
The effect of the number of channels?
No, the size of the buffer. And we can.
Size of buffer?
Yeah.
We didn't evaluate the exactly the effect of size of circular buffer, but in my opinion, as the size of circular buffer is increased, the effect of DPS is increased. So,
this is the onboard memory, right? This is the onboard RAM on the flash.
It's SRAM. It's SRAM.
This is the SRAM amount
yes,
of SRAM.
Yes.
Okay. And what application did you use to trace for the mobile? Like you said, a P2P application?
Mobile torrent.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
So Jeff Kenning from Harvey Mudd College and also representing SNEA. Can I have your traces? This is a question I will be asking a lot in the next 2 days. Okay, we'll talk.
So I have a question real quick. So how did you actually vary the voltages and then measure the change in lifetime? Analytical, or did you have some, was that a hardware or just a?
Oh, model? It's based on real measurement.
How are you able to vary the voltages in this programming yet?
How to vary? That is based on the internal test mode for that this device. So,
Well, if he told all of us, you have to kill all of us. All right, let's take our speaker one more time.